Hi, Al. My name is Sam. I need to look at booking an appointment for my bird. So it's a follow-up. She has been there several times before. And well, it's not a follow-up, it's like an annual check, but I've noticed some unusual behavior over the last couple of days. And I honestly, she was making some weird noises last night. And I grabbed her out of the cage. This was like 12:30, and I grabbed her out of the cage, and she was really clingy. And she's 18. Honestly, I thought she might be dying. She was just, it was very, very like unusual sort of behavior. And then she was at the bottom of the cage, sort of in a corner, and I thought, oh my God, oh my God. But she's fine today. She's sort of back to her normal self today. But I realized that I did get a text message from you guys a couple few weeks ago. I need to bring her in for a check, and I'm like, oh, I definitely need to. So Monday is the only day, and today is not, doesn't work for me because I work today. I have a few minutes to give you a call, so I was like, I'm gonna call now. So Monday is the only day during the week that I have. Probably nothing too early, just with traffic it'll take. 'Cause I'm at Moranbah Downs. Yeah. Okay. Can we do like maybe 10:30? If that's okay. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Just to allow for, because I'm a runner down, so obviously I need to go to cross, and it's just morning,
Perfect.
rush hour and school.
And
No,
so
no worries. My name's Samantha or Sam or Sammy, whichever one I tell people at the time. And last name is Lucas, Lucas. And my bird is, her name is Konya. And she's a Konya. I was sort of, it's a long story. I was given her, I didn't name her that. But after, you can't change your name at this stage, so. So for 16 years we thought that she, which is in the file, so for 16 years we thought she was a boy. She was my brother's bird, and he moved into state, so he couldn't take her with him. So that's why I ended up with her. We thought she was a boy, and then I had brought her in because I thought that she was had a maybe a growth on her belly. And it was an egg, so which apparently was quite a large egg, but she did manage to lay it. So that is an ongoing thing because the vet had said that it's probably not a good idea for her to have another egg because she is quite old. I've been managing her, and it doesn't look like there's, I have felt her stomach and I can't feel anything. I don't really know what I'm looking for, but I just figured if I'd be able to feel a lump or something if there was some distension there. Okay. She's not distressed or anything. Like, she hasn't been, like, I have been watching her and keeping an eye out just to see if it, and it's really, like I said, she's fine today. She's back to her normal self. It was just, yeah, it was just some weird behavior last night. I don't know whether she was, she's kind of fluttering her wings a little bit oddly. I'm like, oh, maybe she's in pain. Maybe she does have an egg. But again, I can't sort of see anything. Her body looks normal, but as you said, maybe you can't see it. But yeah, I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure. She has had a growth removed before on her wing as well, which I think is around there. So. Yeah. Yes. 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 Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Amazing. Amazing. Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye.